The regulator that oversees oil and gas drilling in Alaska wants to increase the bond amount it charges the companies that drill in the state. The bonds are meant to cover the cost of plugging wells and abandoning them, but in some cases it's not enough. For example, the state currently has just one $200,000 bond to cover the cost of plugging and abandoning all of BP's wells at Prudhoe Bay. Hollis French is a commissioner at the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. He says that when a company goes bankrupt or stops operating and leaves without plugging its well properly, the state is on the hook to pay for cleanup.
You know, I think the easy way to think about bonds is like a security deposit on an apartment. When you rent an apartment, you put down a security deposit to make sure you leave it just the way you found it. And it's the same concept with these wells. If you clean up yourself and do all the work, then you get your bond back. But if you don't, the landlord, the state, is holding some money to do the work itself.
The commission is proposing a sliding scale based on how many wells an operator has. Hollis says the commission will collect additional bonds from companies already operating in the state. In BP's case, the company would owe the state about $20 million. Hollis French says companies will have a four-year grace period to come up with the money. The commission is taking comments on the new fees until October 16th and will hold a public hearing on that day in Anchorage. French says the commission hopes to have the new regulations in place by the beginning of 2019.